second leg of the European tie against FC Haka. They are in, I think it's called Tempera. Is that how it's pronounced, Billy?
Tempera, I believe.
Tempera, I beg your pardon. Sorry about that. Which, of course, is in Finland. Ahead of that game against FC Haka Thursday evening. Billy, you're 2 hours ahead of us. It's, what, about 25 past five in the evening there now. What was the journey like over, first of all, for you and indeed for the rest of the press and team members? An eventful, we hope, and you got there safe and sound?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic journey. And what a contrast, first of all, Ken. I actually have to open the big window here in my hotel bedroom. It's touching 23 degrees, blue skies. I'm here overlooking the river here, the local river from which the city got its name, the Kamchatka Rapids, and it's an absolutely magnificent setting. I believe when we left Cork this morning, it was bucketing down with rain. I believe it's still dark and dull there all day. A very uneventful flight, 3 hours and 10 minutes, a fantastic straight run to here, and we're ensconced in our hotel and just getting organised to go to the first training session just to stretch the legs for the lads after the thing in at 6 o'clock local time, which will be 4 o'clock at home.
Okay, Billy, interesting thing I spotted earlier on today from some of the photographs ahead of that journey to Finland this afternoon was John O'Flynn included in the travelling squad. Do you reckon he might be fit enough to play come Thursday night?
Well, I took that as well, Ken, as a very encouraging sign, because gone are the days from the old Pat Dolan days where Cork City took something like 30 players, right. 19 players, including John O'Flynn, have travelled. You're allowed to have 18, 7 on the pitch, obviously, and 11 seven on your bench, 11 on the pitch. So I view it as an encouraging sign that John O'Flynn is here. I think we could see him on the bench on Thursday night, and if there are difficulties for Cork City, he may be sprung from that bench, but I suppose the training session today, and we'll be training at match time again tomorrow evening here at 4:45, will indicate you know, how things will go for John O'Flynn. But he seems to be in good form and in good shape, and you know, everybody you know, happy with the journey over. Things settled in well here in the hotel, and we look forward to the game, obviously, with relish.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you probably did notice as well as I did on Sunday night, just before the game against Pats, that John O'Flynn actually was kicking a ball on the pitch. So again, it could be encouraging, and hopefully we may just see him playing that game on Thursday night. The other main talking points, Billy, ahead of this game are proposed new signings for Cork City ahead of the window closing. Laurie Dudfield is a guy that's been mentioned. Southend United, Hull City, Boston United amongst the teams he's played for. Billy Dennehy, the other guy who's been training with Cork City. I think he's a Kerry lad, isn't he? And spent some time with Everton and Sunderland across Channel. Yeah. What do you know about these guys? What can you tell us?
Well, Dudfield, I think, is signed just waiting international clearance. He's a centre-forward, and I suppose every team or every good squad now needs at least three or four front men or two pairs of front men, and Cork already have Dave Mooney, of course, and Dennis Bean, and a fit again John O'Flynn. So this fellow will be an addition and a proven goal scorer. So I think he's just waiting international clearance from the English FA. Young Billy Dennehy was with Sunderland. I led you astray the last time we spoke. It's his brother Darren Dennehy who's with Everton.
Right.
He's been released, young Billy, Tralee lad, as you say. They were impressed with him in training, and he's coming in. And you know, they have tried. I've spoken at length with some of the management on the flight over, you know, about various people, mentioning people that I thought that Cork could maybe get their hands on. Gary Deegan unfortunately wanted to stay in Dublin, right, and sign for Bowes. He was a man that Alan Matthews had with him at Longford Town, and he would have been a good signing, but he wanted to stay in Dublin. And it's so hard to get your hands on players now. Also mentioned to him, sorry to hear the tough news for an old Cork favourite of ours, Ben O'Allen.
Yeah, Alan Bennett.
Yeah, released yesterday by Reading, and Alan's going to, you know, continue his career in England, and we wish him the best of luck, and I think he's all the attributes to get to the top, and as he says himself, a quote from him, that if he has to go the long way around to do it, he will do that. And I think he's being pursued by Brentford, who he was on loan for two last season and played 11 games, and he scored a goal for them in League Two, and also Bournemouth, who would be an attractive proposition on the south coast, a lovely place to live in that part of England, if you were so inclined once it suited your career. But you know, mentioned that we could do with a Benno back at the heart of our defence now, and that's no casting no aspersions on the performances of Pat Sullivan, who's been absolutely magnificent, including a Man of the Match award again on Sunday night against St. Patrick's Athletic in the nil-nil draw on Turner's Cross. But he doesn't have the physique or the imposing physical presence that Alan Bennett or someone of his ilk would bring to us. So, you know, it's so hard to get your hands on players, and the money in the game now really is, you know, it's frightening, some of the money that's been offered around, and Cork are being sensible and keeping the good players they have. George O'Callaghan, as we know, was released, and I think the savings on, if you can call it that, on George's contract have already been put to good use by securing the services of Joe Gamble, and I think some of them likewise will go to holding on to Colin Healy. And you know, while Cork in some quarters are seeing as a selling club, they're trying to steady the boat down and get a good group of maybe 18 to 20 players that they're looking after properly and who are producing the goods for them.
One final question for Billy with regards to the squad at the moment. You've travelled with them, you have been travelling since 10:30 this morning, you've booked into the hotel, looking forward to your first training session later on this evening. First leg, City should have won that, it was a 2-2 draw, City should have won that, there's no doubt about that. What's the feeling like in the camp right now? Are they confident ahead of this game on Thursday?
Well, I think the mood is very upbeat, and you know, it has to be. When you come from two goals down at home, okay, you look at individual mistakes that caused Hack AFC to go two goals in the lead, and you'd say, you know, God, you shouldn't leave these things away in European game. I know that Damien Richardson probably had a team more drilled, certainly in the European way, but to come back from two down and to get two goals in 3 minutes, and then most importantly, Ken, to hit the woodwork on three occasions in the last 8 minutes, we could be sitting here today in Tampere in Finland with a 5-2 lead. And, you know, I think the team proved in the last half hour against Hacke the last night that it can be done. I'm convinced, and the squad are convinced themselves, talking to Liam Kearney and Joe Gamble on the way over, that they're going to score here, and that's a very positive sign. And they realise that they're going to have to put up the shutters at the back as well. You know, it's tough on the lads. I'm not too sure that they might even go training today, because basically the same starting 11 with Fix itself has played against St. Pat's in a tough game, Drogheda United away in Drogheda last Sunday week, and Hacke on the previous Thursday. And I thought at the end of the St. Pat's game on Thursday night, the legs were beginning to go with some of the players to cover a lot of ground, the Liam Kearney's, the Danny Murphy's, etc. But they're just going to have a light run out tonight. The team will be, barring injury, I'd say the same as it started in those last three games. And when you look at the bench, with all due respect to the lads who are on there, Mark McNulty, Killian Lorden, Dave Mulcahy, Darrell Ryan, Sean Kelly, hopefully John O'Flynn, Alan O'Connor and Timmy Kiley, there's not a lot other than maybe Lorden and O'Flynn who you could bring on to change your game. And I think the bench hasn't been used in the past two games for that reason, that the manager realises that there's a lack of depth in the squad there, but you've got to do with what you have. And I think we'll be reporting good news from Thursday night from the beautiful part of Finland, right in the heart of the Lake District here.
All right, listen, Bill, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. We'll check in with you for the rest of the week. Live and regular updates from the game itself as soon as it gets underway on Thursday here at Cork's 96 FM. And Billy, we'll look forward to checking in with you again tomorrow just to find out if there's been any knocks or niggles after those training sessions. One final question, Billy, the price of the pint, what is it over there? Have you checked it out?
Ken, we haven't got to that stage.
All right, I'm sure, yeah.
We're literally landed now. We're just trying to get our bearings. We're on the 7th floor here of the Stockhouse Hotel. Absolutely magnificent. Drive you mad with this weather. Blue skies everywhere.
Oh, stop.
22, 23 degrees.
Oh, man.
No night here, of course. We're so far north that
the nights are pretty short. As Iceland, is it?
As you and I found on our trip to Reykjavik last year when it didn't go dark at all. So the only thing I can tell you from the drinking point of view is that the receptionist did point out that the bar doesn't close until 3:30, which is to the annoyance of the travelling park.
That's a pity. Billy, you enjoy that first pint when you get it over there, and we'll talk with you again at some stage tomorrow afternoon.
Good to talk to you, mate.